This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. I just listening to that news from the Pew Research Center. I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that percentage at all. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Well, let's see. Recently at one of those Shakespeare in the Park things, I think it was, somebody got out there and decided to be a little disruptive. And I find that mildly amusing. There's some loud right-wingers. Spend a minute disrupting a bunch of New York leftist conservative murder porn party. And now it's out there in the open. It's been said now. Now, according to some people on the conservative side, I wouldn't be a conservative anymore. Well, you know, if conservatism has morphed into this human centipede of onerous purity signaling, then the fussy guardians of the world, you guys can have it. Now, there is a coherent and reasonable argument that hitting back leftists with a taste of their own medicine, that is, maybe inflicting upon them a microscopic fraction of what they have spent decades inflicting upon us, is a bad idea. A lot of people I know and respect adhere to this view. I've taken the time to listen to their opinions because they earn my attention. I still respect them. I still like them. They're still my friends. They're wrong. And yes, when you are conservative, you are allowed to disagree. Now, a few people I don't respect also say that the disruption was terrible, mostly because they're weak and scared, because in our new conservative world, they've been displaced by more interesting and influential talents who are committed to actually achieving something. Conservatism, Inc. is no longer dedicated solely to securing these time servers' mediocre status within the New York establishment hierarchy. And they are understandably frightened of facing a future where mere posturing doesn't get enough folks writing checks. People got woke because when it came time to fight the same leftist Democrat they had allegedly been fighting for decades, the wimp cons embraced her. You know, she went to the right schools, and under her they would be able to return to their comfortable, if ineffectual, positions in the political scheme of things. And that uncouth Trump, well, he and his supporters are just the wrong kind of people. So regardless, you know, it is appropriate and conservative to chastise the murder fetishers at the Trump killing play. And you wuscons, don't start with the, well, it's a play and you don't understand literature, and the whole butchering the president thing is art, which you obviously don't understand, junk. I'm tired of hearing about that. Without their president of the United States murdering dog whistle,
This would just be another bunch of theater geeks putting on a show. They are rubbing their violent threats in our faces while they gaslight us to the effect that we shouldn't believe our own lying eyes. Now, the good faith critique of the disruption, the one not made by conservatism's sore loser league, is that we don't silence presentations, that we don't inject the political into the personal. We don't interfere with free speech. Simply because the left does all of those things does not mean we should too. And I guess to a point that may be true, but look at what actually happened. Some sort of goofy people infiltrated the murder Trump staging of Julius Caesar and started yelling about how these giddy leftists need to stop celebrating political violence, especially after one of their liberal ilk tried to butcher 24 GOP legislators a few days ago. They didn't shut down the show. They paused it for about a minute. After the main one was hustled off stage, some guy started shouting about how the audience was Goebbels, which is pretty silly. Then they followed it up with a lot of whining about being arrested. They don't get that whole civil disobedience thing. They don't understand how that works. So the initial stage rush was amusing and effective, a measured short-term protest that did not prevent the moronic staging from continuing, though. The rest, as Saul Alinsky warned, became a drag. And, you know, let's give this a B-. Next time, make your point and move on. And there should be a next time. There is a case for this sort of activity. It's not just something we have done much to date, but we should do more. First, if it's wrong for them to do it to us, then it's wrong if we do it to them. Formulation is less a principle than a tired cliche. This minor disruption was a tactic. Shouting was a tool. It is moral for the good guys, and we are the good guys, to use tactics and tools against an enemy that are immoral when they do it. It was immoral for the Nazis to bomb London. It was moral for us to bomb the Nazis. Of course, every tactic and tool is not acceptable, but the guys who stormed Omaha Beach did not become what they were fighting because they used the same tools and tactics of the enemy. Second, this sort of performance art is so harmless that the cost-benefit calculus weighs in favor of tolerating such occasional inconveniences. This is not to say that we shouldn't impose some higher costs on them. We disapprove of the firing of people for what they say, but Kathy Griffin's little performance art thing, that was a sacrifice worth making to demonstrate the cost of leftist misbehavior. And that part is crucial. They must pay a cost for establishing their new rules. And you can call it whatever you want, retribution, punishment, or just payback. But causing pain to wrongdoers is a conservative principle that we forgot. The left needs to feel the pain that comes from their choices. If they want a world where people suffer for speaking, and I would prefer they didn't, but I damn well know that that's the new rule, their side is going to get it shoved right back down their throat. And yeah, there's a slippery slope risk. I've seen it overseas where the rule of law is replaced by the rule of power. But we will slip down that slope if we do not grab on at the top. People are not going to sit back and take this leftist abuse and allow them to oppose their leftist tyranny upon us without reacting. Finally, if our principles are worth having, they're worth fighting for in a way that might conceivably lead to success. One of the people that had been telling me how wrong and unconservative I am for finding it amusing, a patriot, even though they're wrong, also mentioned that he had been fighting for free speech on campus and in the culture for 20 years. Okay. Good. Good for you. When I was at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, they didn't teach me how to lose. So that's why I reject any principle that somehow obligates me to submit to this tyranny. If your principles told you to elect pantsuit and allow her to complete the transformation of the United States into Venezuela too, maybe that's a sign that you need some new principles. And now, just get ready, because we will be feeding it back to you. We'll be using a spoon, because we don't want you to miss one drop of what's going to be shoved right down the gullet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
That was just a warm-up, too. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Right now, okay, let me preface this, okay? Whenever somebody attacks any group based upon their race, that is racism. Whenever somebody attacks a group based upon where you work, that is discrimination. If you're going to make those kind of ignorant attacks, like the guy who went through I don't remember his name, but remember the guy who filmed himself going through the drive-thru at the Chick-fil-A and telling he wanted a cup of water. And that girl was as polite as she could be to that guy for that cup of water. And he was telling her who she worked for and what a bunch of bums they were and all these other things. And he was a CFO of a company and he got let go. And I don't know exactly what he's doing today, but he faced a big backlash. This is 2017. But you can't tell it sometimes. A Connecticut college is facing some national outrage after a professor posted a series of Facebook messages attacking white people. Now, don't read into this what some of you may be saying. This is not me going white nationalist on you. I was in the military, and when I was in the military, I worked with a group of guys that were my platoon, the platoon I was in. And they were my mates, and they were my buddies and my pals. Very few of us looked alike. I wasn't raised that way, and I was raised in South Carolina. So whenever somebody comes out, and this guy's in academia, now, along with this message about white people, he left a link to an essay that suggested the first responders to the congressional shooting should have just let the lawmakers bleeping die. And I'm talking about a guy named Trinity College Professor Johnny Eric Williams. He also reportedly shared an essay posted on Medium that included a photograph of Majority Leader Steve Scalise titled "Let Them Bleeping Die." The anonymous person that wrote that essay, not Professor Williams, of course, he was just linking to it, opined that the Capitol Police Office should have let Scalise and the other Republican lawmakers die in last week's ballpark attack. The essayist wrote, "Saving the life of those who would kill you is the opposite of virtuous. Let them bleeping die, and smile a bit when you do, for you have done the universe a great service." This professor, his incredibly offensive Facebook postings and hashtags were originally reported by Campus Reform. He said, I'm fed the bleep up with self-identified whites, daily violence directed at immigrants, Muslims, and sexually and racially oppressed people. Time is now to confront these inhuman bleeps and end this now," he wrote. Professor Williams is an instructor about race and racism. So he should be looking at himself right now saying, I'm a good object lesson here. Mm-hmm. Now, this did not go unanswered. Trinity College President Joanne Berger Sweeney said in a prepared statement that she does not condone hate speech or calls to incite violence. She said, "I tell Professor Williams that in my opinion his use of the hashtag was reprehensible and at the very least in poor judgment. No matter its intent, it goes against our fundamental values as an institution, and I believe its effect is to close minds rather than to open them." I'm not going to try to interpret the essay written on Medium, but the college president did describe the smoldering piece of garbage that was disguised as some sort of thoughtful prose. She said the Medium piece went on to explore broader issues concerning race and the relationship between victims of bigotry and bigots. The piece culminated with a call to show indifference to the lives of bigots. That call was reprehensible, and any such suggestion is abhorrent and wholly contrary to Trinity's values. Williams told the Hartford Courant that campus reform twisted his words, and he denied endorsing the essay. He also said the postings were not meant to be made public. Sort of like Podesta's emails. So what did the professor mean when he wrote, it is past time for the racially oppressed to do what people who believe themselves to be white will not do, put an end to the vectors of their destructive mythology of whiteness and their white supremacy system, hashtag let them bleeping die. He told the newspaper his point was that people should confront these people who are racists. He said, this is about free speech as well as academic freedom. From my perspective, I'm considering whether I should file a defamation against these guys. They have been inundated with some threats, so many so they had to shut the campus down out of caution. Berger Sweeney said, this incident has caused distress on our campus and beyond. Threats of violence have been directed to Professor Williams and to our campus community, neither which is an acceptable response. And she is correct. Violence is never going to be an acceptable response to this sort of vile sputum. And neither is letting someone bleed out on a baseball field just because he's a white guy. At some point, when he's not concerned that Comey and Mueller may be trying to do him in based upon a falsehood, Trump needs to take a look at some of this stuff, and he needs to go to somebody and say, why do we have to pay tax dollars to these institutions? I mean, okay, they want to be free to say whatever they want and everything else, and you know what? I'm not going to put them in jail or anything for saying what they want, but does that mean I have to fund them? And then let's see what they have to say about that. This is just me thinking out loud. I don't know if that's really what should be done. But as I've said before, and I'll say it again, it's a damn good thing I'm not in charge of anything in Washington, D.C. right now. There would be it would be very entertaining on CNN and MSNBC, especially when it's time to interview me. All the answers I would give them. I would make Trey Gowdy blush. I would. Nobody would like what I had to say. The left has got this new argument, which is kill us. That when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR 88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR 88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR 88 to 350-350. That's CLEAR 88 to 350-350.
Back again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
The baseball field shooting was actually the second homicidal Bernie supporter so far this year. The media blamed Trump for lowering the bar on the heated political rhetoric by calling his campaign opponents cruel names like, well, they say cruel, I say accurate, like Crooked Hillary and Lion Ted. And as soon as any conservative responds to Trump's belittling names for his rivals by erupting in murderous rage, that will be a fantastically good point. But until then, it's idiotic. Unlike the left, conservatives aren't easily incited to violence. What we're seeing is the following. Prominent leftists are telling us repeatedly, with deadly seriousness, that Trump and his supporters are Hitler, fascists, bigots, haters, racist, terrorists, criminals, and white supremacists. Do you understand now why I brought up the good Professor Williams? Then that is followed by the leftists physically attacking conservatives. So to talk about both sides being guilty of provocative rhetoric is a little it's like talking about both genders being guilty of rape. Nearly every op-ed writer at the New York Times has compared Trump to Hitler. The conservative on the op-ed page merely called him a proto-fascist. If Trump is Hitler and his supporters Nazis, then the rational course of action for any civilized person is to kill them. And this is not just a theory, it's the result. A few months ago, a 30-year, I don't know how many of you heard about this, but a few months ago, 38-year-old Justin Barkley shot and killed a UPS driver in a Walmart parking lot in Ithaca, New York, then ran over his body because he thought he was killing Donald Trump. During his arraignment, he told the judge, "I shot and killed Donald Trump purposely, intentionally, and very proudly." In the past year, there have been at least 100 physical attacks on Trump supporters or presumed Trump supporters. The mainstream media have ignored them all. School children across the country are being hospitalized for beatings for the crime of liking Trump. In Pasco, Oregon, a 29-year-old Trump supporter was stabbed in the throat by a Hispanic man, Alvaro Campos Hernandez, after a political argument. Last month, the anti-jihad scholar Robert Spencer was poisoned in Iceland by a social justice warrior, pretending to be a fan, sending Spencer to the hospital. It has become so normal for the leftist thugs to assault anyone who likes Trump that in Meriden, Connecticut, Wilson Escobera and Anthony Hobdy leapt out of their car and started punching and hitting a man holding a Trump sign, rolling him into traffic right in front of a police officer. If any one of those bloody attacks had been committed by a Trump supporter against a Muslim, a gay, a Mexican, a woman, or a Democrat, the media would have had us drop. They would have had to have dropped the Russia conspiracy theory to give us the 24/7 coverage of the epidemic of right-wing violence. The leftist response to this ceaseless mayhem toward conservatives is to produce a single nut who fired a gun in the Comet Ping Pong Pizzeria in Washington, D.C. last December, hurting no one, to rescue children after reading on a website that the restaurant hid a Democratic pedophilia ring. They also hyped a long list of hate crimes that were utter hoaxes. Congratulations, leftists, you got you one, yeah. And some tiny number of girls raped men last year. I guess both sexes have a rape problem. Leftist aggression has ratcheted up dramatically since the dawn of Trump, as has the dehumanizing rhetoric, but epic violence from the left is nothing new. We don't have to go back more than a century to note that every presidential assassin and attempted presidential assassin who had a political motive was a leftist, a socialist, a communist, or a member of a hippie commune. Charles J. Cadieux, Leon Czolgosz, Giuseppe Zangara, Lee Harvey Oswald, Lynette Squeaky Fromm, and Sarah Jane Moore. But we'll start in the 1990s. Al Sharpton's speeches helped inspire people to murder two people in Crown Heights in 1991 and seven people at Freddy's Fashion Mart in 1995. And as scary as David Duke and Richard Spencer are, I've never heard of anyone committing murder after listening to one of their speeches. During the 2008 presidential campaign, among other acts of violence, Obama supporters maced elderly volunteers in a McCain campaign office in Galax, Virginia. They threw Molotov cocktails at, stomped, and shredded McCain signs on a half dozen families' front yards around Portland. Another Obama supporter broke the McCain sign of a small, middle-aged woman in Midtown Manhattan and then hit her in the face with a stick. And all of that was for John McCain. At the Republican convention that year, hundreds of leftists were arrested for smashing police cars, slashing tires, breaking store windows. Police seized Molotov cocktails, napalm bombs, and assorted firearms from the protesters. Elderly convention goers were maced and sent to the hospital after protesters threw bricks through the windows of convention buses. On the first day alone, the cops made 284 arrests, 130 for felonies. That same year, California approved Proposition 8, banning gay marriage, and in response, the left-wing opponents of the measure ferociously attacked Mormon and Catholic churches, smashing glass doors, spray painting the churches, and burning holy books on their front steps. Mayor Fresno and his pastor received death threats serious enough to require around-the-clock police protection. 2009, one conservative had his finger bitten off at a Tea Party rally in Thousand Oaks, California by a man at a MoveOn.org counter-protest. At a St. Louis Tea Party rally, a black American selling anti-Obama bumper stickers was beaten up by two service employees, international union thugs. The past few years, the media have enthusiastically promoted Black Lives Matter, hoping to galvanize the black vote, and it did happen. They just broke for Trump. The mother of Michael Brown was even invited to appear on stage at the Democrats' convention. But as the British discovered with their Indian auxiliaries during the Revolutionary War, having ginned them up, they couldn't calm them down. And as a result of the media's tall tales about homicidal racist cops, Black Lives Matter enthusiasts staged sneak attacks, executing two policemen in Brooklyn, five in Dallas, and three in Baton Rouge. And the left knows damn well that their audience includes a not insignificant portion of foaming-at-the-mouth lunatics prepared, at the slightest provocation, to smash windows, burn down neighborhoods, physically attack, and even murder conservatives. So instead of toning down the rhetoric, the respectable left keeps throwing matches at the bone-dry tinder and then indignantly asks, are you saying conservatives don't do this too? You know what? Actually, we don't. But don't fret. You really shouldn't fret over some of this stuff, left, because the country is woke. This whole thing where you hope to, you know, I let's say Trump steps down. It's not going to be Clinton. It's never going to be Clinton. She can try to run a third time and a fourth time and a fifth time. It's never going to be Clinton. You have painted yourself to both sides of the coasts. It's going to take a little bit of demographic shift to get that back. Remember that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Point out to the BBC why math is important. Math is very important, BBC. You should know that. You should know that already. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed, it is. There's always something on sale there, and if it's on the website, that means it's in stock. So check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I did not know that. The board op and I are working on bringing you radio excellence, so we're conversing, something you're not privy to. So anyway, there's a young fellow named LaVenti Broadbent. He was shot and killed during a crime spree in Minneapolis in July of 2015. He's one of the statistics from that year. He was 16 years old. He was attempting an armed robbery when a person with a carry permit shot and killed him. That was not children being killed by guns. That was self-defense. Most children shot and killed in the United States are in their teens. Children killed in self-defense by the citizens who they are assaulting are not separated from the statistics unless they are killed by police. The BBC recently ran a story about children and guns, and in the first sentence they say that about 1,300 children under the age of 17 die from gun-related injuries each year. And that is simply not true. From the BBC.com. About 1,300 U.S. children under the age of 17 die from gun-related injuries per year, a government study has found. Researchers for the CDC also found that guns seriously wounded about 58 children each year. Boys accounted for 82% of all child firearm deaths, while black children were 10 times more likely to be killed by a gun, according to the study. More than half of those deaths were homicides, while 38% were ruled suicide. Study published in Pediatrics on Monday also found 6% of firearm-related deaths were fatalities from accidental gun injuries. Then, a few paragraphs down, there was a quote from Catherine Fowler, the leader of the study, that contradicts the BBC's opening sentence. It says, firearm injuries are a leading cause of death among U.S. children aged 1 to 17 years and contribute substantially each year to premature death, illness, and disability of children. And that's it. And her study includes 17-year-olds. And that's this is probably a case for of confirmation bias by the BBC. And clever wording from Fowler. It says younger. It sounds younger to say 1 to 17 years than to say under the age of 18. This is like when you go buy something for $1.99 that you wouldn't buy for $2. Study was done for 3 years, 2012, 13, and 14, using the CDC's WISCARS database. You can go there yourself and do this and compile your own numbers. The average for those 3 years was 1,268, close to what was stated. The average number of 17-year-olds was 384. And that is 30% of the total. And you remove the 17-year-olds, as the BBC did, through most likely confirmation bias, and the real number would be just under 900. And it just doesn't sound as scary as 1,300 now, does it? In 2015, the numbers jumped up. And that was most likely due to the Ferguson effect. There were 1,490 total in 2015. Of those, 17-year-olds were 456, or 31%. Ferguson effect started in August of 2014, but it took some time to build. That term was popularized in May of 2015 by Heather McDonald in the Wall Street Journal. It was in full swing in 2015. And this refers to the spike in homicides occurring in black city centers when the police pulled back for fear of being charged with racism and crimes they did not commit. 80% of the children who die in gun-related injuries are 13 years old or older. Black American children account for most of the homicides. Homicides are 56% of the total. Suicides are 38% of the total. Non-black children account for most of the suicides. All of the suicides are over 10 years old. What does this tell us? Well, it tells us that if you take gang violence out of this, then the numbers go way down. But they're out there conflating the data to where young Levante Broadbent, who was trying to, you know, do an armed robbery and was shot and killed for his trouble, he becomes one of the children killed by gun violence. And what should we say about that? I myself, this isn't about guns. This is about family structure. This is about economic or lack of economic opportunity, lack of education. It's about a lot of things. It has nothing to do with guns. Guns are just an end result. It's a convenient thing they pick up at the end of their little journey before they begin their next one. No mention of that at all. They would tell you that if we could get, I don't know, universal background checks, this would end. Except that's not true. That's not true. They would tell you that nobody wants your gun or anything else. We just want to put this in place to where we can start a registry, because we'd have to start a registry for universal background checks to work. They're not saying that, of course, but Obama's DOJ told him that. And still he wanted universal background checks. So that tells you what he wanted. All of these places, like in New York, where they have a registry, Cuomo has gotten out there and said, confiscation might be an option. Okay. It might be. Who are you going to send to do it? Are your police going to go do it for you? Are your police going to completely circumvent the Constitution like that? I think I heard something like that in New Jersey as well, amongst somebody in the city council. Confiscate. I'm not sure if that was the right. I may not be giving it right credit. It might not have been New Jersey. Getting out there and calling a gangbanger a child is a means to an end. And it, you know what? It is not doing anybody any good. I will tell you what black America, the one thing black America has done that I see wrong. That is, they have listened to Democrats for far too long. And the fact that they're coming out now in higher percentages, I'm glad they're arming. I'm glad black women are arming. I'm glad because they don't need to be the sacrificial lambs to gin up these stats so these Democrats can push gun control. No, they do not. Why the BBC feels like they have a dog in this fight is beyond me. But Britain is always really concerned about us having guns. I don't know why. We've had to pull their bacon out of the fire more than once, sending them guns. Do you remember that, British peoples? Do you remember how we had to send you guns during World War II? Yeah. Do you remember that? You're our ally, so that's why we did it. But for an ally, you seem awfully hell-bent on taking guns away. So hell-bent. And in the same token, you know, in your land, in the land of the UK, your police will tell, they'll put the word out, citizens should not try to defend themselves with guns. Now, they don't say what they should defend themselves with, just that they shouldn't use the guns they may have to defend themselves. Because in Britain, apparently, they can't tell the difference between a British citizen and a terrorist. But seeing as how they're facing they're facing terrorist incidents right now in Britain, I think, one every 9 days, or an attempt. This is not good. Year's only half done. This is not good at all. We're going to head into hour number two. When we get back, we're going to talk about the FBI report that came out over the gun controllers' talking points. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.